That is the tough question, isn't it? I would have to say that as of recently, it's become Allen Ginsberg, along with some of the other members of the Beat Generation, like William S. Burroughs and Jack Kerouac. All explored themes of what was known as counterculture, which included the rejection of economic materialism, the exploration of Eastern religions, and explicit portrayals of human condition, and most importantly, sexuality. So while U.S. Customs tried both Ginsberg and Burroughs' work for obscenity, they ultimately helped further the liberation of publishing today. I aspire to keep that resilience of subject matter in my work today, and I have tried to pave their movement forward too.